Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 If you can speak in tongues, just speak in tongues. Kele se tiara mo shokola satie she ke se tiara bo shokolo so. Re ke se tiara bo shokolo so tiare che kiara mashaka sa. Roko sa ka. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. He is good. He is faithful. Sing praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul, for this is the day of joy, the day of joy. This is the day of joy, the day of joy, the day of joy. This is the day of joy, the day of joy, the day of joy. This is the day of joy, the day of joy, the day of joy.
Thank you.
The center of it all, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. All together at the center of it all.
At the center of it all,
it's you.
It's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Hallelujah. At the center of it all.
At the center of it all.
Of it all.
At the center of it all.
We look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Blessed be your holy name. Center of it all, it's you that I see. center of it all, it's you, Lord, that we see. The author and the finish of our faith, we see. There is power. Miracles happen in your name. Lord, we lift our voices, we lift our hearts, we lift our eyes unto you. And we see you. Thank you, Lord, for eyes that see, ears that hear, hands that are lifted up unto you in true worship and adoration. We are blessed, O God, to know that you are a God that cannot lie, a God who remembers us, a God who sees, a God that has a mind, a God that understands, a God whose hand is not shortened. Lord, it is unto you that we come. For you are bigger than the biggest, stronger than the strongest, higher than the highest. You are God, and there is none like you. We worship you. We bless your holy name. Reign in this house. Reign in each life. Thank you, Lord, O God, that every plan of the enemy has been brought to naught, and victory is established in the lives of your people. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yeah.
above all names,
Jesus.
Name above all names,
Jesus.
You're greater than the greatest,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Most High. All knees bow to your name, and every tongue must confess that you are Lord. What is his name?
Jesus.
I said, what is his name?
Jesus.
Who is your healer?
Jesus.
Your provider?
Jesus.
Your deliverer? Your peace.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Oh, Rebaba Shandere Rebokotema. Hey, hey, hey. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Matona Bokotema. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. We magnify your name. Andere O Shande. Kialarabashandere Kaya. Shando, yeah, Madabasane, hallelujah. Jesus, oh, my Savior, your name is Jesus. Your blood cleanses me from all sin. Oh, your hands heal me, Lord. Da 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 da. Name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. Hiara dosi kiara. Maranatha. Maranatha. We give you praise. Lord, we need you. I need you. Oh Lord, I need you. Every hour, I need you. My blessed Savior, I come to thee. I need you. Our world is messed up, and Lord, we need your grace like never before. Work your work in us. through us, by us, with us. Extraordinary things in this last of the last days. Infuse your people with supernatural strength. For we come, Lord, to you. Just talk to the Lord right where you are. Let him know that your cry is out to him this morning. May the God of our salvation do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. For he is our peace. He is our strength. Our present help in the times of trouble. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody should know it by now.
I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to
Father, we come to you have no other that we can run to. We run to you. We and our household. We and the people of God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
And the people of God, we come to you. Every hour we need you.
Yes.
Every second we need you.
Yes.
Every minute we need you.
Yes.
In our world today, without you, nothing will function well in our lives. So we throw ourselves in your arms.
Yes, Father.
We surrender to you. We ask for your will to be done perfectly in our lives. Father, have your way in our lives.
Amen.
We need you, O God. It's a time this morning, surrender yourself, your family, the things that are troubling your heart, surrender them to the Lord. They are worth nothing. Just give it to him and let the Lord fill that void in your life. Father, fill our hearts with yourself. We surrender everything to you. Our thoughts, our speech, our family, our concerns, every care, we throw them at your feet. They belong to you. We receive their answer. Jesus, you are the lover of our soul. You are the one who died for us, and you are the one who saved us. We need you more than ever before. Father, those who do not know you, that today they will know you. They will surrender themselves to you. And those that are struggling, that are not sure that if you have gone on a vacation, Father, there is no place where we can hide from you. The psalmist says, David says, if I make my bed in hell, you'll find me there. Everywhere we go, you will find us. So you are able to reach and touch everyone. No matter how the problem is today, you are the answer. Jesus, you are the answer. Can you call his name?
Jesus.
Can you call him like Bartimaeus called him?
Jesus.
Can you call him into that situation?
Jesus.
Precious Jesus.
Amen.
Precious Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As we call on you, pass us not by. Pass no, none of us by. Touch, stop and touch everyone. Stop and touch everyone. There's a song that says, pass me not, O gentle Savior. If the band knows it, you can sing it. Or if the choir knows it, that you can sing it.
Savior, hear my
humble cry. While on others are calling. Pass me by. See yourself like that woman who was bent over, that had to pass through the crowd to reach out to Jesus, hem of his garment, so that she can get her miracle. The things that the doctors could not do for her, the things that men could not do for her, God did it for her. So when you sing this today, let it be your turn. that Savior is passing by you right now, that you will not allow him to pass by without that touch. So sing it like a prayer. Keep your eyes closed, stop looking around, and focus on the Lord. One more time, band. Is the word of the Lord. He holds his word above his name. Can you call him one more time? Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you. You surely came to church this morning, so praise the Lord. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. And thank you, wonderful bands. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Can we give one more clap offering for our band? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glorious God. May God bless you, children. You have this class. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for our children so they can start going to their classrooms. To God be the glory. Father, we thank you for all our children. We bless every one of them and our teachers in the mighty name of Jesus. I better stay by the pulpit. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for every child of God, biological children, spiritual children, partners, all over the world, extended families. We lift every one of them from age 120 plus to zero, that you strengthen them, those in the womb, those in seed form, those that are running around school age, college age, career age, every age, retirement age, refirement age, those that are home, those that are sick, those that are mourning, those that are rejoicing, those that are marrying, touch every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you are our strength, you are the glory and the lifter of our head. Bless our children to excel in everything in their lives. We bless the name of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, we welcome you into our service. We thank you, mighty God, that your presence fills this place. Let the glory of God fill our heart, fill our mind, transform us, touch us. Every aspect of this service, may your name be glorified. Spirit of the living God, spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel and spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words that you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive you into our heart, into our church, our families, our nation, and we bless your name. Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to read from Acts 1 this morning. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 1. For the Acts of the Apostles. So Jesus gave power and the apostles also demonstrated it. Jesus gave us power, and we're going to also demonstrate it. Say amen. All right, Acts 1, we're going to read from verse 1. I won't read all the chapter. You can read it all by yourself. I'll read to a certain place, and then I'll go to Acts 2. I read to a certain place, and that will be it. Praise the Lord. Acts 1, verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. So sometimes when you hear the word apostles, people are always saying, wow, why do you have to call people apostles? You know, well, the people God chose to walk with him and to walk for him, he called them apostles. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the apostles, they break nations. They go, their ministry is not just contained in a small local vicinity. It goes beyond where it is global. They go beyond where they are. They go to nations. They break cities. When they enter a place, that there's a change in that place. They don't necessarily sit to babysit. They are there to stare, to turn, to empower, and move to the next one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have those type of apostles. Praise the Lord. They might not look like the best choice, but God has chosen them. God will always choose the weak things of this world and make them great to do his bidding, because it is now God that puts himself inside them to do what he needs to do. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So if you see most apostles, they all they know is God, 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 and God, and God, and God, and God, and God alone. So don't call them to come and start building mansions or start knowing how to do carpentry. They might just nail their fingers. So, but when it comes to nailing the devil, they can nail him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. To whom also, verse 3, to whom, let's read together, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Jesus showed up talking about the kingdom till he died and he rose again and ascended. All he was talking about is still the kingdom. The message has not changed. The kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is in you. There is a power that walketh in you. He never changed the message. The message has never changed. God wants to invade his people and move and live and through every one of us. Somebody shout hallelujah. This was his passion. His passion was not politics. His passion was not gardening. His passion was the kingdom of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can't talk about God and then you look like somebody ice water has been poured on. You got to be on fire. Say amen. Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Somebody shout hallelujah. God means what he says. And when they therefore will come together, you see, there's a season where you have no power, but power will come on you. You just need to keep at it and don't give up. Say amen. You just keep at it and don't give up. Keep pressing in and pressing forward and pressing forward, and your breakthrough will come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I will receive power. Verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, without this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. As humans have not changed, you'll be giving them instruction on what this is, just do this. They don't stick with it, just do this. They move ahead to another place. Just stay in Jerusalem. Something wonderful is going to happen to you. They weren't dwelling on that. They were like, who's going to own the kingdom? Just dwell. Somebody say, I have excellent hearing. I hear what the Spirit is saying. And I follow the instruction of the Spirit. Say amen. Well, you shall. Jesus was focused. He still didn't change. Passion. Focus. You shall. Because he's telling them power is coming on you. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I receive power. Well, the power you receive is not for show up. It's to be a witness of Jesus. You got to talk about Jesus. If you heal somebody, you tell somebody and say, oh, my God heals. Many people believe healing is gone. It doesn't happen. But I'm a living witness. Healing works. It's happening now. Say amen. Say amen. Many of you are living witnesses. Healing is the children's meat. It has not changed. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. My body is not conducive for sickness. Even death cannot dwell in me. You only go home when you are satisfied. You've been authorized. Die only when you want to die. Not because somebody wants to kill you. You couldn't say amen to that one. Somebody say, I'm not eatable. Even mosquitoes don't have to eat you. Say, I'm not eatable. They have their own food. The dragonfly has its own food. It looks for mosquitoes and eat them. Everything has where they belong. And you belong to God. You are a throne room dweller. Hallelujah. You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Everything has their place. The fish stays in the water. That's their place. The animals, they graze the land. They roam. They don't have a special house. They stay and they move. For you, you have a place in God. You have a table where you can feast. It's prepared a table for you, even in the presence of your enemies. So enemies doesn't deter you from eating. You will always eat. Say amen. We're not just talking about physical food, spiritual food. It's the spiritual that rules the natural. You can eat all you want to eat. And there's no bloating. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Jesus says you will receive this power. Resurrection power. The power I've been using to do all the miracles, you shall receive it. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. They stayed with him till he died and rose again. None of them could function in power. But he just told them, you go stay. There's a season for waiting. We must wait in his presence. Say amen. And in his presence, you will be infused with the power. Power of the Holy Ghost. John said, you shall be baptized with water, but Jesus said, you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. See it like this when you go swimming. The water in the swimming pool and your body size, which one is bigger? You go to the lake, you and the lake, who is bigger? Ocean. You and the ocean, who is bigger? God said, you shall be baptized with power. The power that is coming on you is bigger than what you are. Say amen. So it is bigger than you. So it's not something you are going to be able to buy or make, except it's put in you. Even when you are sleeping, you still stay powerful. Hallelujah. 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 Every dimension, power is yours. Say amen. Jesus is one speaking here. You will get this power to the uttermost part of the earth. We all, some of us came from the uttermost. We have the power. Say amen. Say amen. Even when you don't know you have power, it's already working in you. Say amen. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. Somebody shout hallelujah. But with today, with vehicles, you don't need a Sabbath day's journey. You just get there in a few minutes. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, go to chapter 2. I'll just read a little bit. Power. Say, you wait after many days from now, you'll get it. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, so from the time Jesus spoke that power, something was already happening to them. They went, this for the first time in their life, they listened to him and they stayed in the room waiting. And power came. Power has been around but for few, but now it's for as many who we call on the name of the Lord. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Unity. You want to see more power of God? Stay in unity with the things of God. Say amen. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Well, are you sitting right now? Say, me too. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. This was not a story. Sometimes you got to be at the right place at the right time. Those who stayed and listened, he said it happened to every single one of them. Each of them. The glory of God is coming to the church. Those who will press in and wait on the Lord and not get carried away because of their problems, they are going to see power. Everyone, you don't need to be trying to manipulate and trying to make yourself get something that doesn't belong to you. What God has assigned for you will come on you. Say amen. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Who will give you utterance? As the Spirit. You cannot buy the Spirit. The Spirit, you have to be conducive for the Spirit to come inside and put his conductive power to flow through you. Say amen. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm a conduit for the power of the Holy Ghost. Say amen. I didn't know I can speak some English, so praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Power. Somebody say, I have power. It's not manpower, it's the Holy Ghost power.
Say amen. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Every nation under heaven. Every nation. It's not today that people travel. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes you look at some of the island of the seas, you wonder the kind of little boats, dinghy boats they used to, people would travel and go make a place for themselves. The power God has put in man is amazing. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. They didn't have mighty ship, but they just say, I'm going to move. And when they move, they settle themselves in a place. And they thrive. As you are here this morning, power is going to come on you, and you are going to thrive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me read a little. You got to finish the whole chapter. So you need to read chapter 1, 2, and 3 at your own time at home. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were what? Confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. They didn't need to go and get Babel to learn. Automatic. Automatic download of language and interpretation. Somebody say, I receive. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Persians, Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia. Somebody shout hallelujah. Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya, about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. Cretes are Greek, like Greek. Cretes is in Greek island one. But they were all amazed and were all in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Somebody shout hallelujah. Even the Africans were there, because the people from Libya. Libya is in Africa. Egypt is in Africa. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. May that become your problem. So full of the Holy Ghost, they say you are drunk. That you are drunk with the Holy Ghost. Say amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can see, can teach, can tell you things about the Lord. He's a revelator. He will show you things. Somebody said, the Holy Spirit is my friend. It's for you, it's not against you. He will convict you when you are doing something wrong, he convicts you. Now, if you are doing things wrong and you don't know you are doing something wrong and you are not able to, then the Holy Spirit has left you. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to come back so he can convict you. It's a good thing. Say amen. He comforts you. He's the comforter. He show you who Jesus is. 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Are we still talking about Peter? Read up to 15. You can finish up by yourself. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it, but it's but the third hour of the day. 16, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. And shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I'll pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall what? Prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. Okay, so on and so on. You can finish the rest by yourself. Hallelujah. This word of God is not a story. This is power. This is life. Jesus says in, I think, John 6:63, says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. It is the spirit that quickens. Hallelujah. The flesh profits nothing. Say amen. Say Holy Spirit. That's a prayer I'm going to pray for us this morning. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in my life. Have your way in my life. Do your perfect work. Reveal Jesus. Convict me of sin. Comfort me. Teach me all things. In the name of Jesus. Father, we receive your word. As we have confessed, let it be so for our lives. Bless the nation of Israel. Peace to Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Remember your everlasting covenant that you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let it be made manifest in the nations, in Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, all the islands of the sea, and all the nations of the world. In Jesus' name, comfort those who mourn, lift up the sick from their sick bed, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be restored. Be made whole. In Jesus' mighty name, bless our offering, our tithes, and bless the word that's coming to us now. We receive you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am who I am by the word of God's grace. That was the declaration of Paul. May we be all that God says we are. Amen. I bless you all in the name of the Lord. You know, God delivers us so many times and we don't know. I was sharing with Mama yesterday about something that happened. You know, sometimes we might have financial problems and we don't know why. Anyhow, in this particular setting, the Lord was showing to me, the enemy was threatening that it was going to tighten up the finances of God's people. And I said, no, you're not. That's not going to happen. He said, that's what I'm going to do. So the battle started. And the victory was won. Amen. I said to the people, because they said, I'm going to take all of their monies. I said, you're not. So I said to the people, I said, open your wallet. Is your money still there? And people started opening their wallets. And their money was still there. And I said, it's offering time. Hallelujah. We got it. The devil's a liar. God has declared us victors, not victims. So I want you to rise with me. What has been already established in the heavens, we're going to declare in the earth. Amen? In agreement. The word of God says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there is in the midst of them. The word of God says, because we believe, we prophesy. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you've got a wallet or something that you put your money in, you got. Yeah, she's like, I need a big one. Glory be to God. Just open it and say, I got my money. It was not stolen. It was not robbed. It was not taken from me. I got lots of money. I got lots of resources. I'm a partner with God in the ministry of the preaching of the gospel. I bring my offering right now. Take something from that offering place and come and dump it in here. Like I saw it in the dream. Praise the Lord. Just do it. Just do it. Shut down the enemy right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In that particular dream, it was the second offering. I had taken an offering before, and then the battle happened, and the people were bringing a second offering, and it was a crowd. I declare in the name of Jesus that the crowd are bringing in the resources unto the house of God. The devil is a liar. Amen? I said the devil's a liar. And he is defeated. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Jubilee! The devil is defeated. And Jesus is Lord. Have your financial breakthrough now. You know, sometimes you can be going through a financial crisis in your life and didn't know that it was the devil that was busy doing it. He's defeated. Let money flow into your life like rivers, streams, oceans, seas. Let resources flow into your life, into your family, unstopped. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have more than enough. You will spend without thinking about it. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, you and I need to be in that place where we rubbish money. You understand rubbish money? That means just nothing. Glory be to God. Nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. 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 You're not going to have the love of money. No. Glory be to God. Your love is for God. Amen. But money is a tool. The Bible says money answereth all things. That means everywhere you go, you have an answer. Somebody shout hallelujah. You have an answer. Oh my God. I just want to jump.
Do it.
Yes. Amen. You're not going to have to be checking your bank account. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God. Sit down. We've been looking at a particular subject the last few services about breaking the cycle of slackness. Amen? And we looked through Joshua, the 18th chapter, and verse 3. Where Joshua speaks to the people of God and says to them, God has already given you the territory. Don't be slack in taking possession of it. Amen? I declare there will not be the smell, the scent of slackness in any of our lives. There will be a people that are focused and are driven because of the presence of God's anointing in our lives. Amen? We make hay when it's time to make hay. Hallelujah. We are not slothful people. We're not lazy. Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long? How long are ye slack to go possess the land which the Lord God, your fathers, had given you? The God of your fathers. He had given it to you. Go take it. May God open our eyes to the turf that God has assigned to us. And take it. Hallelujah. I saw a young child, one of the Adioyes, this morning, and I saw scholarship. And I looked up, I saw it in the vision, and I looked up, and what I saw was what she was wearing. I said, scholarship. Hallelujah. I declare that that's the point of contact for all of our children. Praise the Lord, and our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, that they will possess with ease. Hallelujah. No struggle. Amen. Favor comes upon them. Mama was sharing with me yesterday. She'd gone somewhere with our daughter Ash, and while she was there doing some purchases, she was getting something on sale. But guess what? They added more percentage. And the people behind her, they said no to them. But for her, she got the extra percentage. And then they went and they brought water. That is favor. How do you go to the store and you didn't ask for water, they come and bring you water? Here's some water, ma'am. That's when you're carrying something. Now, you've witnessed it. Glory be to God. Things will change just because of you. Hear me. Don't be slack in taking hold of the word of God. I've always said it. When a man of God is talking real quiet, that's when you really need to really listen. When waters are deep, there's not much turbulence. Someone say, it's my time to possess. Nothing is going to stop me. I don't have to fight this battle. The Lord, my God, my Father and my fighter, is fighting for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're just stepping into it. Glory be to God. Anyhow, if we're going to break the cycle of slackness, seven things we need to do. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 through 9. Joshua 1, 8 through 9. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Day and night. When it is day, you're looking at the word, meditating. When it is night and there is no light, you know that because you're meditating on the word of God is a lamp, it's a light. That there will be not a moment that you'll be in the dark. Because in the dark you stumble. But you are not a stumbler. Hallelujah. You're not tripping. Glory be to God. You are in order. And everything in your life is in order. Praise the Lord. It says, "Meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe." Observe to do. What are you observing? You see, the word observe means basically to do. But to observe also means to watch and see. And as you are looking at the word of God, God is going to begin to reveal pictures to you so that you can do something. I did not plan on sharing what I shared with you at the beginning of the service or the beginning of my time of ministering the word to you. But I began to share with you what I saw and what I saw happen, what was done. And basically what we just then did was, I see it and we did it. Amen? To declare to the devil, we know our rights and we're taking our possessions. You can't keep my money. Hallelujah. You can freeze anything in here. You can tie anything that belongs to me down. Everything is going to flow towards me. The goodness of God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Somebody say, things are getting easier and easier for me. Nothing is difficult for me. My way is not hard. It is easy. My burden is light because I'm carrying the burdens of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the way of the wicked that is hard. I'm not wicked. I'm blessed of the Lord. In blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. That's the word of God. I need to meditate on that word. For then, that is, after you observe to do, after you meditate on the word of God, then thou shalt do what? Make thy way prosperous. You make it prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. So we must not be slack in meditating on the word. Amen? Someone makes this very clear statement to us. This is how the Psalms start. It says to us in Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1. Watch these words. Where's my verse? How come it's taking so long? Watch the word of the Lord in Psalm 1 and 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. Doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. Well, does what? But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight. What makes him happy? What causes him to come alive? What excites him is in the word of the Lord. And in his law, the word of God, doth he do what? Meditate day and night. What happens to that man? Verse 3. And he shall be likened, or he shall be like a tree. Planted. The one who is meditating on the word of God gets what? Planted. If you are not meditating on the word of God, you are not what? Planted. But if you're meditating on the word of God, you are planted by the rivers of water. There's a particular location where you're planted. You're planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Hallelujah. In his season. When it's time for you to be fruitful, you will be fruitful. Nothing can stop it. Hallelujah. Fruitful in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Evergreen. Hallelujah. And whatsoever he doeth shall what? Prosper. Whatever it is that you do is going to prosper. So you don't have to, should I do this business or should I do that business? God says, anyone. Hallelujah. You mean I can collect garbage and become wealthy? And God says, yes. You mean I can sell water and I'll be... Yes. Whatever it is you want to do. Anything you choose to do, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply you. That is the decree and the statement of God. Hallelujah. We did something today, just a moment ago, just like, even though it's not at the same level or quality, but it is founded in that particular principle. God made that declaration over Abraham after Abraham had gone to give his sacrifice. Hallelujah. And while he put his child there to slay that child, make him a burnt offering unto God, God says, stop. Don't do that. And he looked up. And when he looked up, he saw a ram behind him. And he took that ram and sacrificed the ram in the stead of his son, Isaac. And he and his son went back down. And they met the servants they left at the base of the mountain, and they went to a place called Beersheba, the place of seven oaths, covenants. May God bring you to that place of covenant in him. Hallelujah. This year, God tells us, spoke very clearly to us, that it is the year of the establishment of his covenant. Let every covenant promise God has made be manifested in your life and in my life, in this body of Christ, locally and globally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But it shall not be so for the ungodly. The ungodly are not so. Who are the ungodly? The ungodly, don't be looking at the one that is worshiping the devil over there. No, the one who is not meditating on the word of God, that is the text. When you do not meditate on the word of God, when you become slack in meditating on the word of God, you become ungodly. Because an ungodly person is somebody who used to be godly and now is not any longer godly. That's an ungodly person. A person who doesn't know God at all is a heathen, is a pagan. Ungodly people are people who used to be in church and now don't believe anything the word of God has to say. That's an ungodly person. Why is he that? Because he did not meditate on the word of God. To meditate means that you're going deep. You're digging deep to understand what you are reading. You're studying it so that you're a workman approved of God. You know you can read the Bible and just read surface and end up not believing in God. Just read the surface and not have revelation, you end up not believing in God because you don't have the mind of God. But when you meditate and you seek, you have questions, you ask God, what does this mean? Why is this here? Why did you say this? Why is that there? Why did that person do that? All of a sudden, you start going deeper. And you're grounded and rooted in love. Amen? The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Verse 5. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Lest we lose sight of what God is saying to us. Come with me to the book of Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. Joshua 5. I want to look at verse 13. Joshua 5 and verse 13. The book of Joshua chapter 5 and verse 13. The fact is, in life, you and I need to deal with the Jerichos. Yeah. You have to deal with Jericho. Because until Jericho falls, you really do not have the ability to possess all that God has for you. Your first stop after you come into the promised land to begin to overcome the issues that you need to deal with, all the giants and the stuff that you are going to have to handle in the promised land, you have to deal with Jericho. And how do you deal with Jericho? Keep your mouth shut and obey the instruction of God. And in Jericho, order is established. When the children of Israel are coming into the land where they're going to address Jericho, the priests came into the waters of the Jordan. The Jordan is split. The people go ahead of them and they come into land. The priests are at the end, come into the land. But when you come to Jericho, priest goes ahead of you. You come to a place of proper order. Amen? Proper order. Because it is the prophet of your life that brings you into your promise. And you've got to come to that place where you honor God most high. Remember, we're talking about breaking the cycle of slackness. If you don't put proper order, you are going to come to a place where you are slack. Point I'm trying to make. Priests go ahead, and the people are silent, and they wait for the instruction of the blast. And guess what? They did not one of them, knocked one brick off that wall. The wall came down flat. That's God making things easy. Hallelujah. But God said to them, this first one, don't take anything out of it. It all belongs to me. This is first fruits. But a man called Achan went and took some stuff and hid it. And because of it, the people of God lost the next battle. But we are not going to lose any battles. Amen? Because we are going to follow the dictates of God. We've meditated on the word of God and said, how did God do it? How does he want to do it? We want to hear what God has to say about the matter. Jesus never did anything without him hearing from God what he should do. Amen? You see, because the end result, when we don't meditate on the word of God and follow through with the word of God, is this, that we end up defeated, struggling, and the net result is slackness. Joshua 5, verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Because if you're for our adversaries, we're going to fight right now. The fact that Joshua goes towards a man that he doesn't know, who has a sword drawn. Watch that. With his sword drawn. Joshua asked the question. And the person said, I'm for you. Is that what it says? No. Next verse tells us exactly what the response of this entity was. And he said, nay, no. But as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? No, I'm not for you. I'm not against you. I come as a captain. You are the one who decides whose side you're going to be. Are you going to be an adversary to me and my purpose, or be in agreement
You make that decision. He says, and Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? I need to hear what you have to say. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to hear what you have to say. What is the instruction? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe. Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. In other words, God said, you're standing on holy ground. Honor it. Honor the ground where you are standing. This is holy ground. Before God sends you to take the promise, he's got to have you recognize that when he speaks to you, that's holy ground. That's what he said to Moses. Exact statement. That day, everything changes. It all changed for him. Right there. Take off those sandals, those insulations, those natural things that you bring here. Take that off. Bare feet. Stand on this holy ground. Another day I'm going to spend my time talking about the importance of bare feet. That'll be a good, good study. But God doesn't want any insulation. Doesn't want anything to separate you from him. I want full contact. Hallelujah. I want my power to flow right through you so that you're empowered to accomplish what I have in my mind for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was the declaration of God. Now the Bible says in the next verse, now Jericho was straightly shut up, locked up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Let me make a statement to you. The real reason why we have all of the mess going on in our world today, yes, it's COVID, but it's not. The real reason is that the devil is very, very afraid. He's very, very afraid of the church. This so-called church that we think is lost this way, he's very afraid of it. Because where sin abounds, there grace so much more abounds. The weak church is the greatest source of pain for the devil, because God uses the weak. So nobody takes credit. Hallelujah. And God is going to reveal himself in magnificent ways. The devil's in trouble. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's in trouble. Because it doesn't matter whether you shut Jericho up. I'm coming. And this is our turf. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, God is on the side of those that will listen to him. Those who respond to his pure ways, purity, holiness, separated unto God. And we need to have ourselves separated unto God and recognize the awesomeness of God's power in our days. Amen? This is another way for us
to break the cycle of slackness. Come with me to the book of Job 38. Job 38, verse 12 through 13. The word of God says, "Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know his place?" 13. Job 38 and verse 13. "That it might" what? "Take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it." He says, "Have you done something so that the wicked are shaken out?" Because as long as the wicked are still operating, you get slack because you're tired from all the fighting. And God says, there is a way for you not to be fighting. Take hold of the morning. Verse 12. "Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days?" The morning is the beginning. You've got to take a hold of your beginnings and cause the day spring to know his place, to know his assignment. This day, this is what is going to happen. And God says, when you determine what's going to happen that day, because you've laid a word of command, it says the wicked are going to be shaken out of it. Is somebody listening? Slackness doesn't just happen. Slackness happens because you have become tired and you are weary because you're fighting battles that you have no business fighting. And God says, listen, there's a way to get out of this mess. Command the morning. Speak the word of command. Cause the dayspring to know its place. And verse 13 again, "that it might take hold of the ends of the earth." Take hold. Where Andre come? "Take hold of the ends of the earth." Hey. Yeah. This is what's going to be happening. Hallelujah. This is what's going to happen. I don't think you understand anything else. Do you? No. Okay. Get out of the way, because this is what's going to happen in my life. This is what's going to happen in my today. Hallelujah. So many times when, just like I shared about the dream a moment ago, the devil says, "This is what I'm going to do." I say, no, that's not what you're going to do. That's not what's going to happen. Because the devil said something does not mean I have to agree. I must cause the devil to agree with me that what I said is right. My yes is yes and my no is no. Hallelujah. We cannot be slack concerning that. Praise the Lord. Did I rough you up? You're okay. Praise the Lord. Take a hold of the ends of the earth. And say to it, no wickedness around me. You shut down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 to 10, God tells us about what he did. He says, "For God who commanded," just like you command the day, command the morning.
God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. He commanded it. Because darkness was holding the light back. Can you imagine? But we do know about black holes. That's where light gets lost. God is saying, no, no, no. Light, come out. Praise the Lord. That's a reversal. Praise the Lord. That's what? A reversal. God will reverse our misfortunes and cause our misfortunes to become fortunes. And the last time I checked, fortune, that means lots of wealth. Amen. The God of the turnaround. Yes, amen. I like that. Can you see? Out of the mouth of babes. He's been quiet all this time, but he honed in there. This is the right word. Hallelujah. Light, come out! Out of darkness. That God had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. There is a knowledge of the glory of God that's in the face. As we look unto the author and the finisher of our faith, we behold that glory. Come on, come on, come on. The glory is in the face of our Lord. And as you look unto him, Hebrews 12 and verse 2, looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith, something else happens. You see, in Hebrews 12, where the Lord talks about looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith, it tells us something about that particular context. It says to us that this was in the context of the crisis that he was facing. Who for the joy? Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross? He knew there was pain and suffering on the cross. He knew that there was shame. He despised the shame. And he sat, and now the word of God says, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Who for the joy that was set before him to reign, plunged through whatever it is that was an obstacle. He was not slack. The Bible says he set his face like a flint. Amen? You and I need to recognize what God has for us and set our hearts and not allow anything or anyone to deter us from our assigned goal. Amen? We are God's arrows. And we don't go crooked. Praise the Lord. Again, second, it says, for consider him that endured such contradiction. He endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied. Consider him, lest ye be what? Wearied and faint in what? Your mind. Look unto Jesus. Amen? When you look unto him, you behold the glory of God, all that God is. And you will complete your race as a son of the Most High God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For God, verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We may be troubled on every side. Verse 8 says, yet not distressed. That's amazing. Looks like there's trouble, but there's no distress. It looks like there's COVID and shutdown, but no distress. We're doing more. We're giving more. We're reaching more. Hallelujah. In the midst of a shut door, there's a wide open door. Glory be to God. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. Just skip ahead. We have in the same spirit, like his spirit, the spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I what? Spoken. We also believe, and therefore what? Speak. So we've come from meditating on the Word of God. We've come through the process of recognizing when we need to have things in order, when we need to shut our mouths until it's time to shout, to a time of believing and speaking. Everything in its proper place and proper order. Praise God. Praise God. Well, time is much spent. I'm going to shut it here for now, and I'll wrap up this evening. The last things that I'm going to share with you are of utmost importance. But we've got to break the backbone of weariness. Tiredness. One of the statements I heard my spiritual father make that's burnt deep within my spirit. It's a statement he made, I suppose, the last board meeting I had with him before he went home. We were seated in. We had a long discuss. And somebody in the board says, oh, I'm so tired. And he points his finger. Don't you ever say that. I am tired. Don't you ever say, I am tired. My eyes popped up. I said, what on earth is that? I'm definitely not going to say that where he is. But I began to consider what he was saying. When you confess tiredness, it only breeds more tiredness. And the end result is you become slack. The Word of God says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen? Some say, I am strong in the Lord. I have his might operating in me, through me, by me, with me, at all times, in every situation, God is glorified. I am strong. Say it again, I am strong. One more time, I am strong. I have the mind of Christ. Praise the Lord. I am not a forgetful hearer. Say it again, I'm not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the works. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can you say that? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Therefore, I am not slack. There is no slackness in me. I am not weary, and I don't faint, because I wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall be renewed in their strength. They mount on wings like eagles. They run and are not weary. They walk and do not faint, because the mighty God lives in them. The mighty God lives in me. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. We'll stop there for now. We give God praise. Amen. Amen. Let us honor God. The God who says, take of communion as often as you can. And every time you do it in remembrance of me. We pay attention to his will and to his word. And we thank God for transformation in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mama, you want to come join me? If there's anyone that doesn't have the elements of communion, just raise your hand and you will be served. And if you've not honored God with your offering yet, please do so at this time also. Praise the Lord. Yes. Keep on coming and honor God with your giving. The first release was just that, an extension of us acting out what was seen in the vision or dream. Those of you online, you may do so at this time. Honor God with your giving. Mama is going to lead us in the taking of the body, and I will do so concerning the cup. Right. Children, come in quietly.
All right. Yes. I hope you all have your elements. Hallelujah. Before Jesus went on the cross, he took communion. That's where it started from. Took bread, broke it, and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. So when we do this, he commanded us to do it in remembrance of him. So we're not just doing a ritual. We're not doing stuff because we just feel like doing it. He called the bread his body. Hallelujah. His body is broken for us so we can have wholeness. He didn't want ours broken. So if your body is broken in any way, you can receive wholeness from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. all your internal and external organs, every one of them, you can receive wholeness. Amen? So this morning, receive strength and receive wholeness. Take and eat.
Used to sing a song. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Hallelujah. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. May the might of the living God infill every one of us. May the life of the Most High abide in each one of us. As we take of this cup, let everything that is not of God in our lives be eradicated now. Any sickness, any disease, anything with the organs, anything that has to do with the mind, emotional, mental, relational, anything that has to do with the abundance of God's goodness that is not properly aligned to the glory of God, we command now be aligned to the will of God. We walk in divine health and divine prosperity. All of our bones, all of our organs, all of our nerves, all things that have to do with us are in proper order. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. Wealth and riches are in our lives and in our homes. For this is why Jesus came, to save, redeem, deliver, set us free. May all that our Lord Jesus Christ came to accomplish now be fulfilled in us. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Take off this cup and drink. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. Mighty power. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Close prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us close in prayer. Children, just wait for a second. Stand where you are. Stand where you are so we can finish praying. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
We thank you that this power surrounds every one of us.
Hallelujah.
The boundary of blood covers every one of us.
Yes, Father.
No enemy can penetrate any
Jesus
one of us.
Name. Amen.
We are covered
yes.
under the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
In our going out, our coming in, we shall have victory.
Amen.
We shall have success.
Amen.
We shall have goodness.
Amen.
And mercy following us.
Amen.
Health and peace.
Hallelujah.
No accident.
Hallelujah.
Power to power.
Hallelujah.
Favor to favor.
Amen.
Goodness to goodness.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.